Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Steve Tybor from 8 Days of Hope, which, yet again, getting ready to help out people in need after a natural disaster. Steve, thanks so much for being with us as you're hearing about what's about to make land in Florida. What's going through your head?
You know, right now for us, it's about preparation. We've been preparing the last 7 to 10 days, you know, millions of dollars of equipment, our volunteer leaders, getting ready to go in as soon as the storm passes. But of course, this morning, seeing the strength of the storm, I mean, people have to remember Hurricane Katrina was a Category 4 hurricane. And right now, Hurricane Ian is within 2 miles per hour of being a Category 5. Whenever any part of the country gets hit by a 4 or 5 hurricane, Category 4 or 5, you're looking at anywhere between 5 and 10 years of recovery. This is a massive, massive storm, and all hands will need to be on deck once it passes through. There's going to be intense destruction in a large area. It's unfortunate, but we're ready to respond.
If I remember right, Steve, your group, 8 Days of Hope, got started with Katrina.
Yes, we did back in 2005. It was meant to be a one-time trip. We've now grown into a national ministry. We have now responded to over 70 disasters, Hurricane Delta, Katrina, Harvey. I can go on. The list is long. Laura, this past year, we were in New Orleans, Hurricane Ida. We were there for many, many weeks. This year, we've been to Kentucky for flooding during Christmas last year with a tornado. You know, we just believe that, you know, we're a faith-based ministry. We're interdenominational. But we just believe God's called us to love and serve the brokenhearted. And so volunteers, thousands of volunteers, will be en route to Florida starting probably Sunday or Monday. Once everything has been cleared out and it's been deemed safe for the volunteers. And we'll be there for multiple months. We're going to help out hundreds and hundreds of families, never charging a penny, but just trying to bring hope to those who are feeling hopeless.
Well, what does that hope look like? What do you guys do on the ground when it comes time to move?
You know, we're a unique ministry. We have heavy equipment. So let's just say Saturday or Sunday, our teams will have millions of dollars of equipment that will be showing up south of the Tampa Bay, maybe the Sarasota area, where we can very quickly use bobcats and bucket trucks. Our volunteers who've been certified to operate chainsaws will be removing trees off of driveways and streets and homes. We'll be tarping roofs. Where there's flooding, it's very important, especially down south, that you dry out the home as fast as possible so mold doesn't set in. And so one of the things we'll be doing is we'll be gutting out or mucking out hundreds of homes. So wherever the water line is, let's say there's 4 feet of water, we go up 5 feet, remove the insulation, the drywall, the electrical, the carpets, the cabinets, very quickly bring in about $500,000 of commercial dehumidifiers and fans and dry it out. And then about 3 days later, spray it for mold. And that's very important. You know, after Harvey, you would go into a subdivision the day after Harvey outside of Houston, and you'd see no damage. And 5 days later, every home had about 10 feet of their belongings at the curb, because that's so important. That's what we'll be doing starting early next week.
You know, something else that you probably don't even think about at this point is that after a few days without power and you know, these catastrophic conditions, people could use a good shower, right? And you even come through with that.
You know, yes, we'll be bringing shower trailers in. And, you know, it's just not even for the families that are coming back. So many have evacuated. They'll be coming back, and, of course, they'll be in shock. And there'll be no power, and there'll be no hot water. And 8 Days of Hope, God's blessed us with these 4 beautiful shower trailers, and one of them here in Buffalo and 3 down in Mississippi en route. And so we're not only going to help out the families with a hot shower, but also the people working to bring back power. I mean, they don't have a secret place to go to get a hot shower. And so a lot of the linesmen, the men and women who work in that field, we're there to serve them. The other thing we're bringing 2 laundry trailers. These laundry trailers have 10 commercial washers and dryers in each. And the dignity of just having clean clothes. Think about it. You go back to your house, you see all these things have been ruined. You start seeing these volunteers help you to kind of get that out of your house. But your clothes are salvageable if you can wash them and clean them in a timely fashion. So our volunteers will be doing laundry as well.
Well, that's awesome to hear. You do such great work. You mentioned your volunteers. I mean, how many people get involved? Where do they come from? Is it mostly the Western New York area? I know now you're kind of all over at least the East Coast, right?
Yeah, so we are a national ministry. We've been to Hawaii when the volcano erupted. We've been to Buffalo, you know, that Thanksgiving where we had a crazy snowstorm here. Illinois, Texas, everywhere in between. We have 50,000 volunteers who have served with us over the last 17 years. They will get an email probably tomorrow or the next day telling them where they're to go and what to bring. So we expect thousands of people to be serving with us in Florida once the hurricane passes. About 100 volunteers will come from Buffalo. That's traditionally what travels, maybe a little bit more than that. But our 181 volunteer leaders, they lead this, really. I mean, we only have seven staff people on our team to serve the volunteer leaders. Those volunteer leaders live in 31 states. So we'll see them from all over the country. In fact, volunteers have come now from 11 countries to serve with us. So it's been fun to watch it grow. It's even more rewarding when you meet somebody who has nowhere to turn and you bring them hope. And that's what we'll be doing in Florida starting this weekend.
It's amazing. And people can volunteer for a week, 2 weeks, a few days even, right?
Yes. You know, it's very simple to volunteer with 8 Days of Hope. When all the details are published, and that should be in the next 48 hours, so that will tell you where to go, where to fly into, where to drive to. We will be there for probably at least 6 weeks, maybe even longer. It's free to volunteer with us. We provide food and lodging, so we're going to feed you 3 good meals. We have all the tools. You don't have to be a skilled professional. You know, we have single moms and grandparents, you know, show up. You do need to be 18. This is an active disaster site. But if you can get to Florida over the next 6 weeks, we'll put you up. You're going to meet some people from around the country. And I promise you this, you're going to leave exhausted. You can't do what we do and not be tired, even if it's just making food for the volunteers. But you're going to leave, your heart's going to be full. You'll be changed forever when you meet some of these families and you see the joy in their face. All that information is on our website at 8daysofhope.com. Of course, they can donate as well. Our partners cover our fixed costs. So everything donated to 8 Days of Hope during the next 6-8 weeks, 100% of it is passed through to families in need in Florida. So that's more information on how they can be a part of that as well.
All right. 8daysofhope.com is where you can go. Steve, thank you so much, and good luck over the next several weeks. I'm sure you'll be busy. Steve Tybor is joining us, founder 8 Days of Hope, which is going to be heading out to those areas hit by the hurricane that is now, again, Category 4, really close to a Category 5 storm.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.